Welcome to Tapped In. This is David Figueroa Martinez at DFM Coaching, and today we're going to be covering how I use open mats to get better. So my favorite thing outside of competing at some point has always been open mats. And the reason for me is that these open mats are like giant laboratories. They are not governed by any specific rule sets or any specific instructor kind of controlling them. So you can do pretty much whatever it is that you want. If you have a willing partner, you can drill, you can static drill, you can drill specific situational aspects of your game that you're trying to get better. You can just roll. You can roll with a goal in mind. You can roll without a goal in mind. You can just go out there and just have fun or just chat. So open mats in general are one of my favorite things to throw into my training. And I try to do them at least once a week if all things are good. Sometimes I get maybe two a month in. So one of my favorite spots to go for open mat is Five Peaks. And the reason I like Five Peaks is because there's a wide array of jiu-jitsu talent and games to play with. There's a wide array of ages. One round I can be rolling with a teen who's just up and coming. The other I can roll with someone who is an adult but on a really younger side and can show a lot of athleticism and just kind of wreck me with that speed. And then I can roll with older people around my age and get a feel for what's going on there. So for me, I target specific experiences as I roll. So right now, the two things that I'm really focused on are wrestling up, and I play a lot of like sit-up guard. And if I can trap that last, the outside leg or cup the outside leg, I try to wrestle up and trip them. Ankle picks are a big part of that game. And when I'm playing that, I try to tell myself I'm not going to my back unless I'm forced. So then I utilize that against all the different training partners that I'm rolling with. The other one that I'm doing is a chest over chest passing concept. And the goal for me is often to get to that position, hover over the chest in a standing pass situation, and just fend off all their attacks. They're off balancing, the foot placement, the grips that they use for the sleeves, maybe the collar, the pants. And I try to get as much time in that situation as possible so I can gain a lot of mileage. I want to get a lot of experience in a short amount of time. And sometimes, yes, I could have passed. I could have got to the position that I want. But sometimes I kind of linger and I hang out there in order to feel what someone might be doing. So I'll go against a teen, I'll go against a blue, purple, I'll go against an experienced black belt and try to see what they might do differently against that approach that maybe the other belts aren't doing. I absolutely love that, like the experiment lab aspect of just kind of collecting as many data points as possible. I want to find a position or scenario that it doesn't work in. And I can't do that if I'm negating or avoiding certain situations or people. So I will do this against literally everyone that I'm rolling with. And specifically even more so on like the black belts, because their game is so rich and so diverse that I want to come across a black belt that just does something so different that it causes me to pause. And I rolled with a guy yesterday actually, and he had this ability of off-balancing me pretty well. I adjusted, but early on, the off-balancing stopped me from being chest over chest, and it forced me to have to kind of like be a bit more careful and scrambly. I'm trying to get to the point where I can address their open guard and almost toy with it without having to worry about being off-balance and falling onto my hip or my back or whatever. So I'm still in that stage of, with this gentleman, he just had a beautiful game of tripod sweep. And then he would like off balance me off to the side, which forced me to have to kind of adjust that I did not experience with other people. So the variety of partners is a massive benefit when you're doing open mats. You will find people who are from other academies who have other viewpoints and focuses and approaches. So for example, when I was a blue belt, I did this. I've been doing knee cuts since I was a white belt. And there was this moment where I had gone to my new gym and when I did the knee cut, I went after the cut itself, I went both knees down, control the head and arm, and then hold side control. When I got to this new gym, I noticed almost immediately that when they did a knee cut, they didn't go immediately to the knees and get side control in a traditional sense. They actually scooped the hip, their hips back to control their opponent's hip, and they became a little bit more diagonal, and then they controlled the hips and they controlled the head if they could, if there was enough real estate. Like if you were going against someone much taller, chances are you're not controlling the head. But there was this angle change in the scoop hip or the scooping of the hip that created a different variable that I had not seen. And when I started watching it, I was like, oh, that's different. And then I felt it and I was like, oh, okay, got it. So then I started doing that to people. Those are the types of things that you're going to experience when you roll with someone who is not part of your quote unquote lineage, your association, your gym. We are all taking information differently and we're applying it differently. So there's going to be times when you think you know jiu-jitsu, and then you go to an open mat or a competition and or you're out traveling, and then you experience something very different than what you associated to jiu-jitsu. And it's just maybe it was a heavier game. Maybe it's a game focused on controlling the hips. Maybe it's more leg attack related. And all these things that are so much different than your own academy enrich your viewpoint and your experience levels. And that alone is a huge benefit when it comes to training, because you can get locked into these weird loops where you stay at your academy, you train a lot, and maybe you're killing your training partners. But then you kind of sit. There's no growth. There's a little bit of stagnation because you're seeing the same things over and over. And you might be getting sharper, but your vast knowledge is still kind of on a shrinking side or on a limited side. So when you go to these open mats, it's where you really see, okay, how's my game measuring up? Do I have an older, like an old school game? Is it more modern? Is it too heavy on the guard? Not heavy enough on like top game? Am I an efficient guard passer? Or am I guarding, or am I passing certain guards that are just really limited because of the smaller gym that I'm at? Am I giving myself enough even credit? Like maybe I'm struggling, but the gym I'm at is heavy. It's super knowledgeable. So sometimes you go to an open mat and you get a little bit of clarity, like, oh shit, no, I'm not bad. I'm just training with a bunch of killers. So it happens both ways. And that variety of partners really does just open up a lot of streams for you to check into and to learn and to experience. And sometimes you get into this lull of like, you're, I don't want to say passive, but you're just kind of like chugging along because you maybe got a little bored, a little complacent. And then the open mats, because of the variety of partners and all the things that they do and they could be doing, it like spurs a little bit of a like, oh shit, there's more to this. And it creates a little bit more excitement for you because then you start seeing games that maybe you weren't seeing. And that spurns you on or pushes you on to like, okay, I want to learn this now, or I want to get really good at defending this. And then the next time you roll with that person, you're just like, okay, I got a better answers, or maybe they kill me anyway, and I got to focus a bit more. So it really does energize someone's training and career. So you don't feel like you're so stagnant, sparring with the same people, same shows keep occurring, the same movements keep occurring. Develops everything for you. On side of that, it also gives you, it allows you to build connections. There's a bunch of people that I roll with now that I don't really know them. We don't train at my gym. I don't train at their gym. We're training at a gym that is like third party, and I know them or I know of them. We greet each other. We high five. We slap hands. We bump fists. And it's a great time. And then you start to learn where everyone's starting to train from or where's training from. And that allows you to like open up your circle a bit more. You start learning what they do, and not saying that this is the focal point here, but sometimes that opens up doors for you that you would not have had otherwise. So I like, you get really friendly with this person that owns this gym over here that you're going to open mat with. They like you, you like them. They own a plumbing company. You have plumbing issues at your house. I'm going to call such and such. Or you lost your job and you find out, and you, maybe you're talking about it at the gym and someone says, oh, we have a position open. What do you do? Or put me down as a recommendation. Like those things also build, which we don't talk enough about that, is that jiu-jitsu has a real like personal side to it off the mats. That's also hugely beneficial. It is the one place where I find every walk of life, from police officer to former drug addict, potentially current drug addict, to EMT, lawyer, a plumber, someone who owns their own business, someone who's in the middle of college, someone who just got a divorce, someone who's just retired. Like, I don't have another environment. Work is very specific. That gives you access to all these different minds, viewpoints, and stages of life and careers. That building those connections is super positive, and it ends up opening doors for you that you may not even know you would need at some point. So get out there, start building your connections. It might even be a thing of, not on a personal level, but maybe you decide that you want an out of the current gym. And these open mats give you access to all these other gyms that might be doing things differently. Maybe they have a better environment for you. Maybe they're more your speed. Maybe when you signed up for jiu-jitsu, it was all high impact and I wanted to compete all the time. Now, 15, 20 years later, you want something a little bit more relaxed. So then you look at these other gyms and they're more your speed or vice versa. Maybe you started as a self-defense and the gym you're at is strictly self-defense, and now you want to get into competition or the sport jiu-jitsu aspect. And this opens that avenue up as well. So the connections you build at open mats are huge, massive. They're greatly beneficial for me. And I'm not a people person necessarily. Like, I'm introvert. I like to keep to myself, but I do love meeting people of all walks of life. Lastly, I think that the thing that really benefits here is a wider pattern recognition when you're rolling. Like I mentioned earlier, you will roll. And if you're at a specific gym, you will recognize all the patterns from everyone that's rolling with you, all your regulars. You know that such and such is going to go for this grip. They're going to try to off balance you here. You'll recognize and you'll see the movie, and it makes it really easy to start defending. The open mat gives you more patterns to start having to deal with, which then sharpens the patterns that you have at your old gym. That feedback becomes a blueprint for everything you're going to end up doing in your game. It's going to open up avenues that maybe you weren't aware of. Like if you are a butterfly player and no one at your gym is playing that pass where you kind of like gable grip behind the lower back. If no one's playing that game, your butterfly is probably really good. It's very useful. But then like yesterday, I had a guy who gave me that type of a resistance. He hooked his hands behind my lower back, gable gripped, and then crunched me up in a butterfly, and I couldn't really move. I don't have a whole lot of people who do that. So then that pattern recognition starts to develop because I now have to be aware, oh, this is coming. And I know that it exists. I teach it, but it's not something I experience that often. So when it happened, I didn't recognize the issue right away and did not respond to it fast enough. Now, if I'm able to roll with this guy more often, that's going to shift my recognition of the patterns that he's using. And I'm going to be able to respond faster and quicker to it and maybe negate the position as a whole or have a solid response to it later. It's a massive benefit to go to these open mats. There's nothing like it, maybe short of competing, but even competing isn't really it's not apples to apples. So if you can get to an open mat, I highly suggest going to one or two a month. You don't have to go with a game plan every time. I suggest you have a game plan, but it'll allow you to just cultivate relationships and develop your game in a way that may not develop at home. So if you can go to them, and usually they're free, they're hosted so that gym owners can kind of give their students more looks, go to them. Be cordial, be nice, be respectful. Thank the gym owner, thank your training partners. Don't be an asshole when you get there. Don't make, there was this one that I remember. Side note, story time. This gentleman went to a local open mat, I think it was, and he caused a scene and ended up having to be held in place by the instructor there via triangle and or rear naked choke. I can't remember which, until the police came. Don't be that guy. Be kind, be respectful. They are opening up their gym to you, their home to you for free. Be kind. Follow the rules. If they have gi policies, follow those. If they're open about it, be kind. And something that you can really do if you want these things to exist, write a review for the gym, for whether it's any of the review sites. I tend to do Google. And if you can, buy a shirt, buy a hat, buy a sticker, buy something. And it doesn't have to be all the time. But if you're making that place like almost like your second home for open mats or your first home for open mats, buy something. Just be kind. I always love when I have students that, like my students that go to other gyms and I see them buying something. It shows like, hey, there's a little bit of gratitude here that they're allowing you to train here for free or take advantage of a class or something for free. And if you can go that extra step, it's a huge benefit. Anyways, if you have any questions to this or anything else, you can hit me up, dfm.2099 on Instagram or Threads. If you'd like to work with me, you can also shoot me a DM or hit me on the website, dfmcoaching.com. Until next time, thank you so much.